I guess it might be nice to own a copy of the Declaration of Independence. I mean, it's not on my top 10 list of things I'd like to have, but if it's cheap, hey, why not? That's what Michael Sparks thought when he bought a copy of the Declaration in a thrift store. Yeah, he spent a whopping $2.48. What a deal! It turns out what he bought for $2.48 is one of the 200 official copies commissioned by John Quincy Adams in 1820. So the man who bought it for $2.48 sold it for almost $500,000. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about undervalued. Now, somebody looked at an old copy of a document and made a serious mistake. They just really undervalued it, big time. Of course, we make that mistake, too, with people. It's happened to someone who's listening right now. You've been undervalued many times, maybe by lots of people. It's to the point where you've come to believe yourself that you're not really worth that much. How could you be? After the names you've been called, the rejection you've experienced, those failed relationships, the ways you've been treated. Well, I've got some news for you. None of those people have any idea what you're really worth, any more than some merchant knew what a rare Declaration of Independence was worth. But somebody knows, and they will pay a lot for it. Someone knows what you're really worth, and you can tell because of how much He paid for you. He is no one less than the Son of God. Here's how the Bible puts it. You are not your own. You were bought at a price. See, the price that Jesus paid for you is spelled out graphically in our word for today from the Word of God in Revelation 5, verse 9. The inhabitants of heaven are saying, "You were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God." Jesus thought you were worth the shedding of His blood. The blood of the one and only Son of God. Think about that cross where Jesus hung with nails in His hands and feet and a crown of thorns jammed on His head, a spear driven into His side, and say these two words, "For me." That's how bad your sin was. That's what it took to pay for your sin and mine. And that's how big God's love is for you. He did that so He would not lose you. Sin is serious business. It's living the way you want to live instead of the way your Creator put you here to live. It's the spiritual hijacking of your life from the one who gave it to you in the first place. And hijacking is punishable by a death penalty. I deserved that penalty. But Jesus stepped in and said, "Take me instead." In the words of the Bible, He loved me and gave Himself for me. He really, really loves you. He's the one who gave you your worth when He made you. You are His one-of-a-kind original. He wants to restore the worth that sin has taken from you. But you have to choose Him. He won't force His way into your life. You have to invite Him in. That invitation involves a lifetime choice to turn from running your own life and putting your life in His hands, where it's belonged all along. It's a step of total trust in Jesus as being your only hope of having your sins forgiven, your only hope of going to heaven, of experiencing the love you were made for. He's waiting for you to tell Him with all your heart, "Jesus, I'm yours." And after all He's paid for you, is there any reason not to trust Him? On our website, I've laid out a simple explanation of just how you can be sure you belong to Him. I encourage you to go there right away today. Check it out for yourself. It's anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. You'll find a lot of help there. His love will show you how very much you're worth. Because honestly, nobody loves you like Jesus.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.